Peter Wallace here at the Festival of Homiletics in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm talking with the Reverend Grace Emathieu. She is serving as the MC of the event this year and doing a wonderful job. Grace preached some years ago on the Protestant Hour, and we've got to get you back on day one. Grace is pastor of Brown Deer United Methodist Church in Brown Deer, Wisconsin. You've been there how long?
I've been there for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. You are a popular fixture at some of these preaching conventions because you bring such a refreshing approach to the Word. How would you describe your preaching style?
Peter, I love the Jesus story. I love this gospel story, and I'm always looking for ways of living in this story. I read this story and pay attention to it. I make movies in my head of this story, and try to smell the story and try to touch it and try to find what was the sky like, where does the light fall. And then, what bothers me in this story, and why does it bother me? Hmm. And so this story is the story that helps me read my story. So I try and live in this story. I get excited about this story. And I preach then, my preaching style is actually just retelling the story. With a few red lights here and then saying, let's pause here and examine this. What's this doing in the story? Does it belong in the story, or did we import it into the story? So that's how I preach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are pretty much a storyteller.
Yes.
In your
yes.
sermons.
Yes.
Why do people respond so naturally to stories rather than just preaching logically, for instance?
Well, the storytelling, I'm so African in that way. I grew up in my grandmother's house where the evenings were just storytelling. In fact, there's one proverb in my tribe, the Meru tribe, that says you can't tell stories in the daytime because if you do, you're going to grow a tail. The kids love stories so much that if without that proverb and that threat, people just sit around and tell stories all the time. So stories are just reserved for the evenings. And also that there's power in storytelling. I think we are able to speak difficult truths with a story. I think it's easier to touch the wounded and the painful place with a story. So the story allows us a bit of couching of some of the painful things of life, either by assigning hyenas that speak and trees that cry and rivers that laugh, and it helps us to get into the truth without too much threat. I think that's what happens in the story, because I am so daring in storytelling. I speak such truths and I'm so daring, and oh my goodness, if I was told to just give, you know, 3 points and be logical, I would not be that daring. But in a story I can speak the truth, and it's only a story.
You can get away with more.
Yes.
Do you think, is that why Jesus told so many stories?
You know, I once, when I get into the story, I always ask Jesus, are you trying to get away with more here? But I think Jesus teaches me that, gives me the okay. It's okay to do it that way. And you can get away with much in a story.
But Jesus ran into the problem. A lot of times he would tell these simple, straightforward stories and people would not know what he was talking about, even his disciples.
Yes.
Do you have that problem?
Yes. Oh, the worst disaster is when I get someone from my congregation who comes and says, now, what was the point of that story? Now, the minute somebody asks you the point of the story, you know they didn't get it. Because if you could just speak with a point, that's what you would have done. So the minute someone at the door says, I didn't get it, what was the point? I know that And I usually just simply smile and say, you know what, maybe it wasn't for you, it was for someone else, mm-hmm. but wasn't that mm-hmm. just a good story? You know, let it go.
The thing about stories, it seems to me, is that they are a lot more fluid, almost. You kind of get into the story and unfold it, and then it kind of moves on, so that maybe later the point would
yes.
come clear or some other time. But I think you're right. Maybe it wasn't for that person.
And there is more than just one point. I think mm-hmm. with the logical thought, you know, and sometimes I like to be provocative and say Western thinking, mm-hmm. where there is one point and mm-hmm. every story, everybody has to arrive at one point. Well, the story allows mm-hmm. for there to be sometimes no point, or to have mm-hmm. more than one point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Which is more like life?
Which is more like life. That's the good thing about yeah. the story. It is life. It is life. Yeah.
What would you say are the themes or the words that you find you keep coming back to in telling the stories that people need
mm-hmm.
to hear?
Mm-hmm. Forgiveness, that's a tough one, because I'm still trying to figure out what forgiveness is mm-hmm. really like. So I come back to forgiveness, just because I'm also very interested in relationships of peoples of the world mm-hmm. and our history together. How does forgiving one another look like? I mean, really forgiving mm-hmm. one another. Mm-hmm. How does that look like? Is it forgetting of what happened, or is it being able to retell that without causing more injury? How does that look like? So I'm always coming back to those stories and looking for a story that helps me get a little bit more into what forgiveness is about. That's an important part for me.
You do a lot of speaking at youth conferences, youth groups and so forth. Is that something you feel called to do?
I like junior highs especially.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the sense of humor. We have a similar kind of sense of humor, which like nobody understands except them, you know. And they allow me. They're so daring. They're so daring. Uh-huh. They live outside the box, and I need them as much as they need me. I need to live outside the box, and they dare to think of other ways. Of course, there's such a huge age difference between myself and junior hires that anymore what happens for me is I begin to be challenged on how to think differently, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that very much from them. Yeah.
Mm. Do you do anything differently in those groups in terms of you're more at home with
them? I'm more at home. I'm more trusting of the spirit. So, for instance, at such a high-level conference like
yes.
we have now, with so many scholars and preachers around, I probably stay with the script a little bit closer,
mm-hmm.
and I would have thought through almost every single word I utter. But with the junior hires, now the spirit might move. I might suddenly remember a story. I don't remember the ending, and I'll tell them, I love this story. I do not remember how it ends, but I'm going to tell it anyway. And they allow that. They're okay
right.
in taking that risk with me. And I also don't have to have the answers. With the junior hires, they're okay
mm-hmm.
if I tell them, you know what, this is the problem, and I have no clue
mm-hmm.
what the answer is. They're okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that we would be more childlike.
Yes.
Grace, thank you so much
thank
for talking
so much.
With us.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Okay.